Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill, the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. I love each and every one of you. Oh, there's some good comments. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. I do. I love the trolls because I clap back at them. I got no problem doing that. No, I do. Like, Echo Pest Control in there. He's using the Echo Pest Control name. I don't believe it's Echo Pest Control. And my boy Howard Cushland. This is funny, though. He goes, Steph Curry, Bob Fitzgerald, and Vontae Hill are a rarefied air. They get the Steph. They get the Joe Lacob memos. They get the talking points from Joe Lacob.
Can I ask you this question?
The last time I talked to Joe Lacob was when we were walking off the field during a Kansas City game. And it was a little tick that the marketing deal didn't happen. He was just like, you know, Danny Ainge, man, he's tough to deal with.
If I said to you this, like the biggest problem with the Warriors is just what's one thing.
Lack of shooting.
Okay. What if I said to you, someone size. Else to occupy gravity opposite Steph Curry on the half court.
Oh, well, yes.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Doesn't Jimmy Butler solve some of that?
I'm asking sincerely.
Is he rife with risk?
This drives me crazy.
What?
This drives me crazy because we talk about shooting, we talk about spacing, we talk about gravity. I don't want to bring this guy up, and I have done a good job this season of not bringing this guy up.
Okay.
But you kind of had that with Klay Thompson. You had shooting, and you had gravity, and you had spacing. And everybody told me on this damn show for 2 whole years that he was washed up and he was cooked. And he can't provide any of that. And now we're all bitching him on it for spacing and shooting. Well, he kind of had a player there.
They offered him a 2-year deal.
Well, you know, I don't want to get into semantics, but I'm just saying. I don't care about the kind of, well, you can believe what you want to believe.
Okay.
Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. So you know what? I'm going to sit back, 888-957-9570, and I want to hear from Warrior fans. What do you want them to do?
Buy or sell.
What would make you happy? Buy or sell anything.
It's just buy or sell. It's simple. It's just, are you buying or are you selling? See, to me, sign me up for Zach LaVine. Sign me up for, like, forget it. Like, let's do it. Butler, Zion, something. Like, anything. Honestly. Look, the alternative is we're tanking. I'm not ready to do that. Like, I it might be their best path to being good again. But I'm not ready to do that. I'm in denial mode. So, I'm ready to buy. Like, even if I know it's reckless.
All right, bye. Who's Wojcicki?
Everyone who I'm buying has flaws.
Right, all right. You want to buy you Wojcicki?
Zach LaVine gets to play alongside Steph Curry. Now, I don't know if Zach's a great defender. Who knows? But I know this. When he puts the ball on the floor, multiple guys will have their eyeballs on him.
All right, let's buy.
He's in the middie. I know multiple eyeballs will be set on Jimmy Butler with the ball in his hands. I also know he's a willing passer, and he worked really well. I would take that. Right now, Andrew's a good player, B. I'm not saying he's not. But no one fears Andrew Wiggins in the half court. No one.
But they fear his defense.
Take as many threes as you want.
They fear his defense. They fear his driving ability.
Okay. I understand that you have to play both ends. Be good at one thing before I'm worried about both things. Right now, the Warriors aren't good offensively. I would try to fix that. I can't be good at both.
888-957-9570.
Sign me up for Zion.
888-957-9570. Who's buying and who's selling?
I'm buying.
Who's buying and who's selling?
What are you doing?
I'm chilling, baby. I don't lose sleep whether they buy or sell.
Humpty,
I'm good,
get
baby.
Off the fence.
No, I'm not getting off the fence. But I'm a big boy, baby. I understand both sides.
If you're
going to
ask the question, I think you got to give an answer.
No, I don't. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything I want. All right? I'm not buying or selling. I'm chilling. Because if they buy, great.
Kind of an answer.
If they sell, great. If they don't do anything, great. I will not lose a second of sleep over whatever they do.
If they don't do anything, I'm
but for
I'm
this hypothetical,
hand
though, Bonte,
to palm right? of the face.
I'm chilling,
what
baby.
What are we doing if they
I'm
don't
chilling.
Do anything?
I'm chilling.
If they let $36 million in expiring contracts just sit on their bench, they might as well wave the white flag right now.
I'm chilling,
they might as
baby.
Well just wave the white flag.
I'm chilling, baby.
You're wasting the
I'm
Steph
chilling,
Curry era
baby.
At the end.
We got Buddy Buckets. Let's go to Matthew in Canada. Matthew, what's up?
Man, I'm buying, buying. You know Steph Curry, who's turning 37 this year. I mean, like, he's near the end. Why on God's green earth would we be selling,
thank
right?
you.
And, like, and to Shasky's point, yes, our offense is a big problem, but Wiggins isn't the problem in my eyes. You see, we have Draymond Green getting $25 million, and what does he provide offensively besides passing the ball?
Yeah, but I'm not trying to trade Andrew Wiggins shooting a career-high 80%
no,
for three.
No, I'm not either,
I don't
but I don't
trade
think
Andrew
anyone
Wiggins.
Wants Dray.
Now, here's a great
5-1-0. I don't think anyone wants him.
Sell. Trade Draymond and Steph for a big package. You all aren't going to win anything this year. You trade and try to improve. You go and maybe get the second best round pick or whatever it is. All right, here we go. Here we go. Greg and San Ramon, what are you doing? Are you buying or are you selling? Or are you doing nothing, Greg? Talk to me here. Talk to me.
Well, so one of the problems is the Warriors don't have much value to give. So I think the only thing that I would be happy, and first of all, let me just say this. Kerr needs to speak. To having Post and Santos on the bench all year, that's number one. He's not going to lose his job, obviously, but he needs to at least answer to why he kept those guys on the bench for so long. But in terms of buy or sell, the only value that I would articulate from the Warriors is trading JK, bundle him up with somebody like Moody, and the only one I would trade for at this point, I wouldn't trade for Butler, that's a waste. I would give Zion, if Zion or nothing, that's the only way I'd trade away Kuminga, if we got Zion.
We're going full NBA 2K today, baby.
Would you rather pay Zion $35-40 million or Kuminga $35-40 million? I'd probably, as much as, look, I don't want to pay either of those guys that much money. I understand the risk. I'm leaning Zion.
There it is. Zion Williamson.
I don't think that's a crazy
thing. Zion Williamson, 888-957-9570.
And he's hurt all the time.
Are you buying or are you selling? Shane in San Francisco, he was on deck first. Shane in San Francisco, are you buying, are you selling, are you standing pat?
Standing pat.
Yo, Zion Williamson over Kuminga, are you kidding me? What was that, like 32 games? I don't think there's a donut shop close enough to Chase Center to get him to come over anyways.
I mean, he's a walking 25-12.
What are you doing, Shane?
Look at his career.
What are you doing, Shane? Yeah. You're buying or you're selling?
No, we're going to keep it. We're going to wait for Kuminga to come back. I don't know if you guys really recognize the gravity that those, six, seven, eight games before he got injured. I know it's a small sample size, a radio favorite word, but, like, something changed there. That offense was different. The gravity was there. He was the best player on the team for seven or eight games, and I'm not saying he is the number one or any of that. But
I would agree.
He will allow Steph to become a number two or a number three, and maybe you need another piece next to Kuminga. But Kuminga next season and even all of this season could have been and should be that number one, two option with Steph. And man, yeah, like Zion, bro, like. For what, 32 games, 25 points a game for 32 games a season? Like, we can't do that. We need Kuminga, man. He's the man.
We need Kuminga. We need JK. We need Air Congo. Daryl and Oakland.
You haven't said
buying
what
or selling. Buying or selling.
We need this.
Buying or selling. Are you buying or selling, Daryl? You just don't listen to the message.
You're asleep at the wheel.
No, you're sleeping at my messaging. I don't need to repeat
what
myself.
What is your message?
I repeat myself every day for the last 3 weeks.
What is it?
What is it? Stand pat at the deadline and wait till the offseason to make some moves. Or, if you're going to make some moves, I need shooting, I need athleticism, I need speed. Because I'm small, and I'm slow, and I'm one of the least athletic teams in the NBA. So I need speed, I need athleticism, which is why I don't want to trade Wiggins, because he's one of our more athletic players. I need speed, athleticism, and some shooting. I haven't changed one bit. Well, you guys want me to recycle the material? We're on reruns right now. We're remixing.
You can't
Sheldon Oakland.
Hold all of
Darren
those seven
Oakland.
Opinions.
I don't have seven opinions. It's one.
And make logical
no,
sense.
No, it is logical. It just doesn't make sense to you.
I'm instructing the Minnesota Timberwolves when they had the number one pick. I'm cool with either Wiseman or Anthony Edwards, or just stamp Pat, maybe trade down.
Hey, there's a lot of
Isaac Okoro.
Hey, there's a lot of drafts where Nick Bosa or Quinnen Williams. I was good with both of them. I wanted Quinnen Williams, but I was good with Nick Bosa. That happens. That happens in sports. You could be good with either or situation. Why has it got to be either or? Why does it have to be black and white? Why can't we be down the middle sometimes, for crying out loud? It's called perspective. Perspective with some of you young fans do not have because of social media. Daryl in Oakland, what are you doing? You buying, you selling. You buying, you selling. Or you standing pat. What are you doing, Daryl?
I assume first meetings would be like, boys, just like we used to do the same.
Wow.
San Fran.
Well, I don't know what happened there.
No, my fingers hit the screen.
Oh, okay.
Got a little too excited.
Carter looked like
but that was me. That was me.
So confused.
He knocked someone off in his sweatpants.
I like this. I got called a coward.
Hold on, what?
Hey, 408. I'm not a coward, you punk. Okay, 408, listen to this. Told you
408?
I'm okay with standing pat at the deadline because there may be more players available in the offseason. This thing looks cooked right
that
now.
That is the most politician answer of all time.
No, why is it a politician answer? It's a take.
I see both sides make great points.
It's a politician's tale.
Hey, Carter, is it not a take? Is it not a take?
It's a take.
It's a take. Stand and pat. You may not agree
with it. Well, it's a take, but we're asking
a question. Nobody agrees with it. You're asking me a question. What should they do? Stand pat at the deadline.
No, well, the question was buy or sell.
Oh, buy or sell? Don't do either. They have to stand pat.
But what if that wasn't an option, though?
Well, it is an option.
But let's just play with this hypothetical for a second.
Buy. So I can hear you guys complain about something different 3 weeks from now. After they buy, you're going to complain about something the way they bought. Oh, they shouldn't have bought this player. They shouldn't have bought that. They shouldn't have done it this way. They shouldn't have done that.
Just give me something new to talk about.
We're talking Warriors, man. What do you want me to do?
No,
we're
in a neutral zone. Like, I think all of us, like the fans included, we just want something different.
I want Zion Williamson. I want Giannis Antetokounmpo. I want Nikola Jokic.
Oh, wow.
I want the top players in the league.
Coach.
You ask me what I want?
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want a triple-double threat at the center position. Daryl in Oakland, can you speak, please?
Get Hakeem Olajuwon out of retirement.
Hey, come on, man. What are we doing? This isn't NBA 2K, folks. This isn't the trade machine. This is real life. Pro sports. It's hard to make deals. Daryl in Oakland.
Good morning, guys. That was pretty awesome. Well, I'm definitely selling. The reason is, here, case in point, the Expendables sucks as a movie. I'm not going to bring back Sly Stallone. I want Rocky Part 1. And the only way you're going to get to Rocky Part 1 and 2 is you got to sell now. Case in point, look at Kobe. Look at the end of Kobe's career. Did Kobe enjoy the last of his career? Did any of Lakers fans? I don't want that to happen to Steph Curry. That's the trajectory we're currently on.
It's true.
Okay, do you get it? Steph is going to be Kobe, and we're all going to be watching, and the Lakers are going to be trying to surround him with stuff, and it was garbage. It was garbage, you guys. Sell. And listen to this. Look at this stuff. You like shooting Bonte? Look at Trey Johnson for
Texas.
He's
right.
Dude dropped 30 last night.
He's right.
30 in his sleep.
This is the year, B. I'm telling you, if ever there was a year to just slip into the lottery, this is the year.
Well, they might. By just playing out the string, they might slip into the lottery. They just might. And I don't care that they have the 14th hardest remaining schedule. The Warriors can't take the Utah Jazz lightly, for crying out loud. All right?
That wasn't even the Utah Jazz. That was like the Salt Lake G Squad.
Salt Lake City Stars. So you guys think of buying? We're struggling this year. Utah Jazz didn't play their top six players, with the exception of Colin Sexton.
Can I give you the final year of Kobe? You had 8-year vet Nick Young. You had 15-year vet Meta World Peace. You had 10-year vet Lou Williams. You had Robert Sacre, who was in his third year.
Yeah.
Rookie D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, my God.
First year, I guess second-year player Julius Randle. Rookie Larry Nance Jr. Jordan Clarkson was in his first year. Anthony Brown was a rookie. And Tariq Black was in his first year. Oh, and don't forget Brandon Bass.
Stop!
That sounds a lot like the Warriors currently. I mean,
Let's get to the calls before Slater.
You selling me on Andrew Wiggins is like trying to sell me on Nick Young back then.
Oh, man, no. That's a terrible joke. That's disrespectful. You're getting disrespectful.
No one's disrespecting.
You're getting disrespectful with Andrew Wiggins.
Months.
You say Nick
they
Young. No,
lemon.
They didn't have a great 2 months. He had a good year. Forgot he was an all-star, for crying out loud. And he had a great playoff run. And now he's having a hell of a season. He's back. He should be in a running. He should be in a running for most improved player.
Stop that. Just stop that.
All right.
Most improved player.
He's in a running. Why not? He had career lows last year. He was awful last year.
No,
you
no,
see the numbers?
Didn't.
He's so much better than last year. It's not even funny.
That
by
is
the way, here's a take.
17? What are we talking about?
That's a really hot take.
I mean,
he had 13 points a game last year. Shot terribly. He's 80% from the free throw line this year.
Wow.
Wow. What? This team's the worst free throw shooting team in the league. We can't be scoffing at things like that. That's what I'm saying.
I can't
We're scoffing.
Wiggs is the comeback player of the year.
I say he should be in the running. In the running. He should be in the running. See, words matter.
I can't believe
you guys aren't listening to words, and it's okay.
Well, speaking of words, isn't there a word you need to give out?
Yeah, I know. I was trying to do it right now. It's time to give out the keyword. You didn't know the winning spot in the knockout tournament. The person I'm going to knock out, who is it going to be? The keyword is free. Again, no, you will not beat Andrew Wiggins at free throw shooting. I heard that. You will not. 80% free throw shooting for Andrew Wiggins this year. Free falling. Again, the key word is free. Like, it's free to listen to us. It's not free to go to a Warriors, Giants, or Niners game.
It's free on the Odyssey app.
It's free on the Odyssey app to listen to us. Free. In case you need to know, learn how to spell free. It's F-R-E-E. Like the color off the seed. No, that's not it. That's yesterday's read. Free is a key word. Listen between 8:30 and 9. And when you hear the sounder, you'd be the first to call it and get the keyword, and you will be on your way to Chase Center to play a 95-70 game knockout tournament. I got a take for you before we go to the calls, because a lot of people call it in.
Wait,
by
you
yourself.
Have a take?
No, I don't have a take. Uncle Gene has a take.
Uncle 510. Gene, all right.
No, I have a lot of takes that you guys scoff at, and then a year later, Shaskin's like, you know you said something last year, and I now subscribe to it. It always happens. It's like clockwork. No one. Uncle Gene said, buy no one. Butler, keep Wiggs. Talk Steph into retirement at year's end. Take it, rebuild. That's Uncle G. Now we're getting crazy.
Stop it.
Now we're getting crazy. Now we're getting crazy. We're getting
crazy
out here.
Talking Steph into retirement, I mean, or Bonte trying to make the pitch for Wiggins' most improved player of the year.
No, I'm just saying he should be in a running for it. You think it's a joke? Go look at his numbers last year.
I
mean, the guy's balling this year.
He's 4 points per game better.
4 points is a lot on this team. John in San Jose. John, what's happening? Come on, man. Look at the impact on both sides of the floor. John in San Jose, what are you doing? You buying or selling, John?
I'm buying. I think the fundamental problem with the Warriors is everybody can see they don't have those shooters, but they can go to the basket. I mean, last night they almost lost the game by jacking up a bunch of errant threes in the fourth quarter. And as soon as they started going back to the basket, the lead started growing.
Well, like, let me like real quick, John. Let me just tell you, they got outscored to paint yesterday, 56-32. So there's not much balance.
That's fine. But they increased their lead by going to the basket. You can get outscored in the paint. They need to stop shooting so many threes because they're missing them.
And they don't have
if
great
shooters.
If they
go shooters. To the basket, they'll get more points. Right. Wiggins is shooting 80%. It's the same thing I tell my kid. Like, this is fundamental. Like, go to the basket. You'll get fouled. You'll get free throws. You'll get a layup, or you'll get a dunk. You live with that.
Well, here's the deal, though. But, John, when you're the worst free throw shooting team in the league, you're going to be a little hesitant to go to the lane and get fouled because you're the worst free throw shooting team in the league.
Foul trouble? Good players will be in foul trouble, and you'll be playing against the
same team. We don't have many guys who can dribble, drive, penetrate by any defender.
Isn't that part more like, why you got to buy?
Yeah, maybe. Let's go. I'm here for the buying. I'm here for the buying. Ryan in St. Louis. This ain't can't open a cow.
By the way,
did Ryan
miss a big free throw down the stretch that like, you know.
They won by 11. Yeah, Ryan in St. Louis, what's up?
Until the key dunk,
what's up,
it was
man?
Close.
How y'all doing?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey. So here's my issue, what's going on with the Warriors. For 2.5 years now, we know that we should have been playing the rookies and we still haven't done it. For 2.5 years, we've been horrible at ending games last 5 minutes. I think we've lost over probably 30 or 40 games because of our late game execution. And we still sit there looking at Steve Kerr and don't put no responsibility for putting the guys out there that are consistently bumming it in the fourth quarter. Not only that, we make the bad teams, whenever they play against us, whether it's the Memphis Grizzlies, whether it was the Jazz, the Chicago Bulls, they all suddenly like they got 3 All-Stars when they play against the Warriors. At what point have we been begging for an athletic big since we won the ring? We still don't have one 2 years later. What point have we begged for our coach to play the rookies? Who we say, look at Franz, look at Pablo, look at A. Cunningham, and they've been getting a minimum of 30 minutes per game for the last 2 years, But then we sit there and say, well, what is Kuminga when we never give him the opportunity to go out there and play 30 minutes consistently for a year? We still don't sit there and hold our coaching staff responsible for having these young guys to develop because we're trying to hold on to the past while we stay don't make the playoffs. Sure. We on the fringe of even being relevant when it comes to a team that can cause any type of fear. But we look at the Houston Rockets and flipped it around. We look at these other teams who have the young guys like the Cavs and flipped it around with new coaches, with energy, with attention to details, all that chilling at the god doggone facility before games. It's time out for that. These kids need some structure. They need to turn around the mentality in that locker room. They need somebody cussing them out to get their butts ready to go out there and be prepared.
Well, I had to trade my grief for that. 415, it's not free to listen. I have to pay my therapist big bucks after these politician non-takes from me. The streets are saying Lakers texting me right now. Oh, wait. Joe Lakers just texted me. Actually, he did just text me. Hey, Bonte, you're doing a great job. Keep this up. I need you.
Try to sugarcoat that text.
Payroll starts on the 5th. Thanks, Uncle Joe. Thanks, Joe Lakoff. Thank you for the money.
Well, no, let me just throw this at you. Like, here's a great example. Like, right? There's this thing about chasing wins for the last couple of years. And that has stymied some of the younger guys playing. Like, given where they're at right now, they're going to keep using the excuse of, and look, I like Looney. I do. We're going to play Looney because he gives us a better chance to play. Like, Quentin Post is clearly a guy that we all want to see more of.
Looney has had DMPs galore this year.
No, I'm saying moving forward. He's an expiring contract. So,
no doubt.
It's not just no doubt. It's either he goes or you extend him and he stays right, and one of these other bigs
got
goes.
A next text.
So you need to see Quentin Post. Like, he's on this roster.
Oh, another text from Lake. Bonte, don't repeat this, but I know you got to do a radio show, so repeat it anyway. I want you to let the fans know that we're trying to pick a direction, and right now we love this Quentin Post guy. We love Post. However, he gets into foul trouble. We had to play Looney, and Looney grabbed 11 rebounds. So, Bonte, ask your people, what do they want? We're trying. We're trying to do everything to build a winner. So we're doing. We want to pack the house. Uncle Joe, I got you. I'm going to just reply and say, hey, I'm busy.
I love
right
how
now.
Candid Joe Lacob is with you in these texts.
No, it's a couple of them are in all caps, but you know what?
He's an all caps texter?
I mean, yeah, Joe, I
wow.
No, he you also, know my nickname is.
Wait, he told me, too.
Quentin Post.
Well, he passed it up layups yesterday. You saw that? He zoomed past me on a line wire scooter yesterday.
Well, on that one that he passed up the layup, Pods hit the three.
He did hit the three.
Thank God.
But still.
Thank God. But that's
Joe,
why the young guy needs to play, Bonte.
Chaskey, I got to send Joe.
The postman.
I got to send Joe.
Waiting.
I got to send Joe. I got to send Joe like my
will you tell Joe he said hi personally for us?
No, I got to send him my routing number right now. So you guys keep talking. Let me get him my routing number. Make sure I get that direct deposit.
Invite him to that house of prime rib for that.
James in Vegas. Yeah, because so he can pay for it. James in Vegas. What's happening?
Pull a
Vegas. Let's go to Vegas. 7-Eleven. Hey, James, what you doing? You buying? You selling?
Man, I'm selling Kerr and buying Mike Brown. We need somebody that can develop young players, man. We did everything we could do with him. He doesn't look too enthused night to night. We need a guy that wants to work with the young guys, but we don't have a choice. Curry's 37, man. Draymond is got too many problems. He's either fighting, hurt, being LeBron's intern or whatever he's doing for him. It's like, come on, man. We got to move on.
All right. Joe's just texting me right now. He says, tell James in Vegas, we're not doing anything with Steve Kerr. He could be our coach here for the rest of his life. We're not making any substantial coaching changes right now. So that's from Joe.
What was a worse sell job? Lovman trying to sell you on the guy at third base a couple years ago for the Giants as being an all-star? Or are you selling me as Wiggins for most improved player in the NBA?
No, I said he should be considered.
What was that third baseman's name?
It's better than your sell job on the 2025 Giants the other day. Remember?
Davis?
Spadoni and I had to take over the sell job for the Giants. You sold us out of the yard, Joe. You sold us to a point where we're like, yeah, we don't even know if we want to pay for NBC Sports Bay Area anymore. Let's not forget about your sell job, right, Lovman? I love it.
Yeah.
Both of your sell jobs sucked the other day before Larry Bear. It was awful. Postman. Jacob Castro Valley. David. We're going to get to you. Are you going to buy? You're going to sell? We're going to ask Anthony Slater. Do you buy? do you sell? As they call me Humpty Dumpty Hill. You know what, though? I can wear it. Keep them coming, because the clapbacks will be golden. Golden. Lakem, you get the ride number? All right. Let me know. All right. Anthony Slater coming up, brought to you by Safeway. That's a Timberlake cover. Bye, 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 bye. Or is it back to the
voice? I get him confused.
NSYNC.
I don't know.
NSYNC, right? Yeah.
Bye, bye, bye. Yes, NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye.
I watched the doc on the crazy guy that was like the creator of all of those groups. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a horrible human being that
He's
guy
a horrible
was.
Human being. Oof. Horrible human being. Don't forget, at some point this segment, we will prompt you to call in with the keyword to win a spot in the knockout tournament. Make sure you are locked in and ready and have that keyword ready to roll. We'll go out the number in just a little bit before we get to Slater. Bye, bye, bye. Sell, sell, sell. Bye, bye, bye. Sell, sell, sell. Who you buying? Who you selling? Bye, bye, bye. Sell, sell, sell. Bye, bye, bye. Sell, sell, sell. Jacob in Castro Valley, you bye, bye, buying?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of more with standing pat a little bit and seeing what goes on.
Welcome to my world, Jacob. Welcome to my world.
Right. I mean, everything we're missing is what Jonathan Kuminga brings to the table. But if we have to buy, I'm definitely not buying a Zion who's injured all the time. I'm definitely not buying a Jimmy Butler who's just as old as Steph and has got attitude problems. If I was going to buy, I would try to see what Sac wants for De'Aaron Fox. He just became available. If we got to give up youth and maybe a first-round pick, man, we might have to do that.
But you know what,
De'Aaron
Jacob?
Fox is only 27.
Yeah, but he makes a lot of money.
He makes a lot of money. But, Jake, I give you credit because you're joining my world and standing pat, and it's not a popular take. People are afraid of that take. They're afraid
take?
To stand pat. They're afraid. They're afraid to do that. People are not comfortable being uncomfortable. I am. Jacob in Castro Valley is. Before we get Slater, real quick, David in San Francisco. David in San Francisco, I want to hear what he has to say. David, what are you doing? You buying? You selling? You standing pat? What the hell are you doing if you're Joe Lake coming to go to State Warriors?
I'm doing what you're advocating doing, staying pat. There are 36 games left, and the Warriors, weirdly enough, are only 3 games out of 6th place, which is even a no play in 7, 8, 9, 10. You got Kuminga coming back, and
talk
maybe Quentin Post can give you something that we haven't had this season.
Talk to me.
And I think
so. Let me get this straight. Can I ask you a question?
Hey, you're preaching, David. You're preaching.
So, okay, when Kuminga and Draymond come back, we're gonna have more minutes for Quentin Post.
Steve Kerr said last week it's going to be difficult when Draymond and Kuminga gets back to 5 minutes for Quentin Post and Gui Santos. That will be a discussion, and that will be a problem.
We know where that's going.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Slater may know. Well, hey, listen, you got
to
be built for this. Who's built for this? Who's built
to
stand pat and to wait to the offseason? Who's built for this? Jacob and David in San Francisco just entered a world with me that nobody wants to be a part of. Because everybody's screaming and moaning and impatient. They want everything. Just buy this guy and sell this guy and do this and do that. Even though we don't think this guy's good, let's sell him for a superstar player. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. And you know what? I do now. I really want to see the Warriors stand pat because I want to see all you guys go crazy. I want to see all y'all bitch and moan and use the same talking points for the next 3 months of why the Warriors didn't do nothing to stand trade deadline. There's people who are accustomed to going through adversity, and there's people that wilt in the face of adversity. We're going to find that out February 6th, folks. Oh, I like that. That's kind of good. That's a wrestling promo right there. Anthony Slater joins us as he does every single week.
I want him to check in with me like the middle of March after this
Anthony
stand
Slater,
pat, and he's on a 3-game losing slide.
Just on the River Islands guest line.
Look at this G-leaguer we just signed to a new 2-way deal.
95-70 game appear on the River Islands guest
these
line.
These bifocals are on Quinn Post this week.
Isn't it time for you to discover the island? My good friends, River Islands in Lathrop, and my good friend Anthony Slater joining us. We'll ask him about De'Aaron Fox in Sacramento because we know he's tapped in with that situation. But Slater, Thank you for joining us today. The Warriors beat the Utah Jazz, or you could say the Salt Lake City Stars. Whatever. It's a win. They're back to 500. There's a step up in competition, to say the least, today against Oklahoma City. But as we get closer and closer to the deadline, what sense do you have on what the Warriors may do before February 6th, Anthony? And good morning again to you. I love you, Anthony. You know you're my guy.
Y'all, I'm on this morning.
Oh, we are, baby. We get through a wacky Wednesday, baby. Let's go.
They're out there trying to figure that out right now. It's definitely, you know, high volume of calls around the NBA this week. You know, I still think there's slight chances to get, you know, that bigger swings materialize, but it's probably, as we've talked about right over the last couple of months, maybe the mid-tier type moves. We'll see. You know, I do think something gets done. You know, again, I don't think anything on the chessboard is going to vault them into title contention, but there are moves to be made that, you know, can help now, but also can position themselves better either for a bigger swing this summer, or maybe it's a rotation guy that, you know, fits and is good enough to help next season when they kind of rearrange the roster. Like, it's not all either you make a huge move that you think helps you, you know, leap up the Western Conference standings, or you make a big move that, you know, is a huge rebuild move. Like, there's mid-tier moves that make, you know, logical sense.
Does Steph want to play with Jimmy Butler?
I mean, I think it's an idea that everyone kind of, it's like, do you want to play with the best version of Jimmy Butler? Do you want to play with the version of Jimmy Butler that was, like, dominant in whatever playoffs that was, where he just, like, dragged them past the Celtics? Like, that younger, very locked-in version of Jimmy Butler is, like, an appealing idea. This is also a Jimmy Butler who's older, who's had a few injury issues over the last few years, and has basically blown up another situation with the franchise, who comes in with not only a huge price tag, but a desire for an extension. Like, and just for, you know, forget, you know, the highest level deal that Miami can no longer ask for, right? We know they can't sit there and go, Kuminga and Pajemski, throw them in, throw some picks. We know that, you know, whoever they're talking to around the league, they cannot ask for that great of a package. But regardless, you have to salary match, and even your worst package has got to send either a Wiggins or Draymond out the door. It's got to send other salary fillers. So you're puncturing your rotation while you're bringing him in too. So it's a risky move in a lot of ways. You know, to your question, would Steph want to play with him? I mean, I think Steph's open to any type of conversation right now as he tries to figure out what's the best way to you know, move forward at 23 and 23, while he's, I think, what, now a month or a little more than a month from turning 37.
And, you know, we're talking to Anthony Slater here on the River Islands guest line. Let's get serious for a second. Jonathan Kuminga, he's going to be reevaluated in a couple of weeks here. And he's already missed, what, over 3 weeks? I want to say he was playing his best basketball of his young career. Would this injury make the Warriors hesitant, or maybe more willing to maybe part ways with Jonathan Kuminga if they wanted to do that, if they wanted to go that route? Because it doesn't sound like he's going to be back before the trade deadline, Anthony.
I'd be stunned if Jonathan Kuminga's traded. And I don't think that's his ankle injury, that's why they can't. I just think they like view him as too positive of a long-term asset. And, you know, I know there's varying levels of belief in him from the fan base, from the league, whatever. But, like, you know, what he can fetch. And again, like, I think he's a guy that I think a rival team would trade for, like, believing, hey, we can get him on the cheap, and maybe, you know, just because, like, his contract situation almost lessens his market value, because you know, any team that gets him knows they're going to have to pay for him, you know, in the off season. And I just, like, that unsettled situation, what he was, and, you know, I think still will be for the Warriors this year, which is, like, their only real, like, downhill rim threat. What he represents to them, bigger picture, which is, like, really the one guy of their three lottery picks that still has a chance to really pop. Like, you know, I don't see a scenario that's, again, on the chessboard right now, considering the players that are potentially available, where they would part with Jonathan Kuminga.
Anthony, would the Warriors, do they deem any player outside of Steph Curry untouchable? And with that said, Andrew Wiggins is having a special year. I wouldn't want to trade him. I think the Warriors need more size. They need more guys like Andrew Wiggins. But what about Draymond Green? A lot of fans have been calling this show. A lot of people express their disappointment with Draymond Green, with the injuries and everything like that. Would they be willing to part ways with Draymond Green? What's the likelihood of that happening by February 6th?
Well, I think it's unlikely for several reasons, including obviously, like, you know, political and, you know, nostalgic reasons, which, you know, you might maybe would say that's not how, you know, a team should operate. But we all know, like, the dynamics at play with that situation, right, and the history with Steph and all that. So, like, obviously that's in the mix. The other thing is, like, that's not a very appealing contract on the market. It's 3 years left. You know, obviously he's aged some. He's, you know, he's a specific fit that, you know, you think about Miami, for example, right? In the Butler, who would Miami rather have, a younger Andrew Wiggins, who would just kind of plug and play on the wing at, you know, 30 minutes a night and start, or Draymond, who'd be kind of an odd fit with Bam, and is obviously older. I mean, like, to me, Miami would probably prefer Andrew Wiggins. It's just, like, considering the earthquake that would be trading Draymond Green and the value or non-value he would probably have if put on the trade market, like, I'm not seeing a scenario present itself where it's logical necessarily.
Well, because to me it's an incongruent thought process to say that they love Kuminga and he's untradeable and Draymond's got to stay and stay in the role that he's in currently. Doesn't something have to give if they truly do believe in Jonathan Kuminga?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Steve Kerr said it in preseason, like, this stretch five idea can allow you to maybe play them together. He said Jonathan Kuminga could maybe be a three if you have a shooter out on the five, and we'll see what Quentin Post becomes. We'll see if the Nikola Vucevic trade, you know, materializes, or if we're talking summertime, if they go, you know, bigger fish hunting, you know, what is Kristaps Porzingis potentially available this summer? Or does that type of name intrigue you? But I think there are ways to reconfigure the roster where both of those two could still be featured. Or, you know, I don't know, maybe one of the two of them is moved this summer. I think I'm not trying to say, oh, Jonathan Kuminga is the most untouchable asset on the roster. I just think there's no trade out there where it's, you know, it's valued enough that they would put him in a trade. And I would say the same thing about Draymond at this point, unless something, you know, comes available.
Well, they're $7 million over the cap right now, and they've got $32 million in expiring deals. How aggressive are they going to get here when it comes to some of the other pieces that they have on their team? What's the blueprint look like? Are they going to try to staple expiring deals to some of these multi-year contracts, like Kyle Anderson or a Buddy Hield, or are they just going to allow those to exhaust? What's your best bet?
I think that everything's on the table, especially with those expirings. Those expirings, you know, are more appealing to a team like, you know, Chicago. If you went for LaVine or Vucevic, you know, Chicago would rather have, like, give us a Payton or a Looney, because then, you know, the money's off this summer. You know, that's what they want. That's what these rebuilding teams want. Even Miami, right? Miami, I think, you know, while Wiggins' contract, I think he's played himself into being a positive value contract. I think the fact that Wiggins has a third-year player option in a few seasons for $30 million, like, Miami, from all reports, wants cap space that 2026-2027 season, that 2026 summer. So it's almost like an unappealing contract, even though, again, I think he's played, you know, he's played it back in a positive value. So it really just depends on the partner you're with, what kind of deals they want. Would they want, like, a Buddy Hield, Kyle Anderson? Do you necessarily want to get off that? I think value-wise, it would make sense. Hey, look, you got Kyle Anderson on 3 years, $27 million, for example. He's not really – he's very much on the fringe of the rotation. Do you want that on the books moving forward? Maybe not. You could argue you should want to get off that. But at the same time, you're going to maybe need, you know, salaries to – you know, stair step up and build a trade this summer if you really think you're going to get, you know, back into the trade game. So it might be better to have contracts right now that you know, can be aggregated this summer. That's why Vucevic in a lot of ways could make sense, because if you trade some of your expirings and get him, he's under a contract for $20 million next year. That's a nice little puzzle piece to put together.
So likelihood of making a deal, small deal, are they going to buy, sell? What do you think the Warriors do before February 6th?
before the deadline? I think something gets done, and I think it's even possible they throw a first in there. This year's first, I think, is possible to be used, protected. I think there's a desire from the front office to shake it up a little bit, to see something different, you know, maybe try a different rotation piece, reposition a salary, just to you know, maybe make a little bit of a better mini run this year while also protecting the assets that would allow them to go bigger game hunting this summer. And I do think there's going to be those type of middle tier players on the board, especially if you throw a protected first rounder into the mix, like you can get into a lot more conversations.
Guy Santos, Quentin Post. No one's sitting here banging the drum that these guys are stars. No one has those crazy opinions. I think they are very useful rotation pieces. What are realistic minute allocations for the rest of the year for those two if the team really believes in them?
Yeah, I think Post is the more interesting one because of like what I was saying earlier, where like the lineup he can unlock. I like when Draymond and Kuminga come back, yes, that like clogs up the front court, and I think Moses Moody's probably staring at another situation where he's pushed to the back burner. I think Kyle Anderson's probably buried, and Guy Santos is probably in that mix where, you know, there might be a subsection of the fan base that's upset that he's suddenly very minimized. But I do think Quentin Post won't be, because I do think, like, there's a, you know, unless, by the way, if Vucevic is on the roster in a week or so, he's, you know, Post would definitely be minimized. But, and if there's a 3-for-1 deal, by the way, not only does it take some of these rotation guys away, but I think Post gets elevated to a full roster spot. But to your point, I want to see Kuminga, Draymond, and Post out there. I want to see Kuminga at the 4 and Post out there. You see it. The shot's real. You know, I think there's weaknesses. You showed it last night, right? Some of that Post, you know, paint finishing is a little bit of a concern. But
Fits right in with the rest of the roster.
I know, right? Well, except for the fact that he's actually 7 feet and looks like
he does box out well.
He does box out well. He does. Like, he's got the finishing in our rim. That's what we've been bitching and moaning about for years, is somebody to finish around the rim. And we see a couple passes. Even Guy Santos had a layup and he passed it out to a 3-point shooter. I don't get it at all. Anthony, as we move forward here, Dublin Marge, one of our great texters here. Do you believe this? Do you subscribe to this with the new CBA aprons losing expiring contracts for nothing is going to happen more often? Do you see that happening more often in today's NBA?
Yeah, I mean, look what the Clippers did this summer. They just decided it was more valuable to them to just let all of Paul George's money walk to Philly than take, you know, a package that probably would have included, you know, either Wiggins or Chris Paul and maybe a Jonathan Kuminga mix in, depending on the negotiations. Like, they just decided, let it clear, because I think we're all coming to grips, particularly people in the league who have to study it and like are really seeing the ramification of the aprons and all the restrictive natures of it. But even the fans, at least the ones that follow it closely, it's still, even to me, I'm like, at this deadline, I'm having to hit up CBA people or, you know, cap people around the league and like, what's this rule? You know, the frozen pick in the future. I honestly think it's not good that the league did this, right? It's very confusing, even like trying to have segments like this and we have to like go through it. And what is legal? What's not? It's not great. But to your question, yeah, I think it's going to really impact some of the strategies around the league. And one of that clearly seems to be there's a desire to maybe just let guys walk. It's part of why I think that Miami just keeping Butler, not necessarily keeping him around, but keeping him on the roster into the summer is a possibility, because they might just decide either letting his money walk this summer, or if he picks up his player option, maybe trying to deal him this summer is better than whatever bad package is on the table right now.
Lastly here, 30 seconds or less, Pods missed 12 games, the last three shooting 45% from three. Looks like he's slowed down and he's playing at a better pace right now, Anthony.
He looks good. He looks like his, you know, rookie self, probably shooting it even better than that. And that's the biggest thing. And somebody said it last night. I think it was Looney. But, like, when he hits the three, like, the confidence in the rest of his game really gets going. That's, you know, that might not be a great thing, right? You want the type of player he is. You don't want him to be hit the rest of his game to be relying on if the jumper's going or not. But I think we all saw when he hit such a shooting slump that this, you know, in November and December, that really impacted, you know, his defense, his playmaking, his confidence, all that, everything that made him good as a rookie, even his rebounding, and that's back. And maybe he just needed the mental reset, the 12 games away. But, you know, he looks like a guy right now that you should play 30 minutes a night. You should play next to Steph a bunch, maybe start next to Steph. We talked in the preseason, like it was him versus Melton, really, right, for that two-guard spot. Maybe he just reclaims it. Like, as we talk about the various things that could jolt this team to a little bit more life, to me, that's high among them. Like, Brandon Pajemski looking like the player that, you know, they pretty confidently were talking about this summer.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. All right, Anthony, good stuff. I'll see you tonight at Chase Center for a little back-to-back. We know who OKC is. We know what they're all about. We'll talk more about them next week. But Oklahoma City is rolling right now. Number one team in the Western Conference and the Warriors right now. 10.5-point underdogs in the back end of a back-to-back. Anthony, you're a good man. Thanks for joining us as always.
Only 10.5 tonight. All right.
No, you think it's going to be... Oh, boy. Oh, I didn't like that from Slates. I didn't like that.
Well, I'll see
what do you mean? Bonte, you want them to stand pat. You think they can still do it?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. See, there you go. There you go.
Make a run at the box.
No. I didn't say that. Didn't say that at all. Did I say that, Carter? I didn't say that. You guys aren't listening.
Carter.
You aren't listening.
Don't bring me in this.
You aren't listening. So, like, I mean, let me educate Twin Empire for a second. Well, I'll get back to Twin Empire because he needs
who
to be schooled.
Who is Twin Empire?
He's on YouTube. Oh. He doesn't understand basketball, apparently, because, you know, how come Posa Santos minutes being questioned, Buddy will get 25 minutes? Because you don't have any other two guards right now. You're only out to the two-guard spot.
This is why they need a trade.
I mean, you know, Buddy Buckets. You got nobody else. Quinn Post can't play two-guard. Keith Santos is not a two-guard.
But they've got a log jam of bigs.
They do. But let's... Come on, Twin Empire. You know better. All right. Keith, you heard the sounder. Do it one more time. All right. You're the first one to call in the keyword 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652 with the keyword, you know, what is spot in our knockout contest at Chase Center Monday, March 3rd. Now, yesterday we brought on a ringer, and that ringer is Javon Shannon, who's going to be part of the second annual 95-70 game knockout tournament. This guy can shoot, he can ball. He's a problem in this tournament. I'm already scouting. Zucci, man, he'll be one and done. I ain't worried about him. But Javon Shannon, he's a problem.
Just running people over.
Monday, March 3rd, second annual.
With your new Ceremony Ford V.
95-70 game knockout contest. Or, we could park at Chase Center, too. Where you go, Shasky? Where the hell did he go?
I'm right here.
Oh, man, I couldn't see you for a second. I was like, what? Did you bend over? Where the hell did he go?
I leaned over.
Oh,
like.
Oh, that's what it was. I was looking. I was like, where the hell did he go? You disappeared.
Why don't you read the read?
But just chill. Next time to win is that dude on Starting Guru. And we'll be doing it all week long. So keep listening for your chance. This is entertainment, folks. What, you want us to break down the split action? Come on, man. Let's go. Well,
they're running way too much of it.
No, they need to run
they
more
got a
of
bunch
it.
Of guys who can't shoot and no one fears. And so let's just keep running split action. And then while we're at it, let's have guys who can't pass as the initiator of the said passes off the split action.
Oh, man. Some of you guys, February 6th is going to break a lot of people. It's going to break a lot of people. We could still play the game.
February 6th, new January
6th. Yeah, it is a new January 6th. It's going to break a lot of people. Oh, boy.
There's a joke in there.
I'm not going to touch that one. I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole. But February 6th.
Just like, keep going.
Go ahead, say it.
I'm not
going to
do
it
what everyone says I'm going to do.
Don't do it. Because I want to see you do it.
Nope.
Can we... Instead of going to House of Pride, can we go to that one German restaurant? What is the name of it again?
It's excellent in the Hayes Valley.
What's
you
the name?
Google it.
What's the name?
No, yeah, Google it.
What's the
what
name?
What is going on here?
There's nothing going on here.
Soup and what?
Just, I mean.
Soup and what? Speaking of German.
We want to talk about how niche the joke is.
Hey, soup and German. Soup in German.
Speaking of Germans, Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder.
I mean, what are we doing?
8 of 20, 23 points.
I mean, come on.
What, you're out on Dennis Schroeder?
He's an expiring contract.
Are you out? You were all in on him. You liked him the first couple weeks.
I saw the move, and now I'm off the move. That's what we do. It's like when you go shopping, right? You go shopping. It's like, hey, like we used to, via, you know, the old school way, we would go shopping, and you'd go try a pair of pants on, and you'd be like, yeah, typically I'm a 32-32 or a 33-30 or whatever it is, right? You try them on, like, yeah, these don't fit that right. Or I don't like this particular cut. You know, my wife works for a big jean company. There are certain different types of cuts of jeans. Some for people with big thighs. Yeah. Some are more tapered at the leg.
Yeah, you got the slim cut.
Yeah, now baggy's back in.
Baggy's
like,
slim.
sometimes you got to buy a pair or try a pair on, and then you go, actually, I reconsider. I take that back. It's like my buddy Heald opinion. Wow, I thought it looked good in the mirror. Then I walked out into the street for another 12 to 15 weeks, and I realized I need to return these jeans immediately.
you returned the jeans after wearing them out and getting them all dingy. They got holes in the jeans now. The way you're propping up Buddy Heald around here.
Look, man, I'm just saying.
The glow on your face when Buddy Heald was scorching. You know? And I remember you in the contract. Test drive. You go, man, look at the contract. This is a bargain. You got them for 3 more years with this contract? I can't even text my Buddy Heald no more.
Too Short and Jay-Z have a song. It was all good just a week ago. I mean, that is literally the definition of the Buddy Heald deal. It was good for
Sacramento
about a week.
Sacramento tried to warn you. Sacramento's good for something. They know bad basketball. That's what they know up there in Sacramento. You got to give them that. They know all about bad basketball.
Well, right now they're better than the Warriors. So what does that tell? Like,
they're a game up on the Warriors with all that talent?
What?
Don't be caping for Sacramento. No, don't be caping for them. They're in the same spot as us.
I'm being pragmatic about it.
Oh, now you're being pragmatic.
Reasonable.
Oh.
I find myself to be a reasonable individual.
You can't even say that. You can't keep a straight face. You can't keep a straight face.
Bro, if you weren't falling asleep in the third quarter of that game, are you really watching that game? We have this machine. We have this machine to get my son to sleep. It's like this white noise machine. You push a button and...